Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is John Schick. He's a two-time Grey Cup champion with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. He played 8 years in the Canadian Football League, had a brief stint in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts and also the Jacksonville Jaguars. And he was also named the most outstanding player in 2009 in the CFL. So he has a lot of football behind him. But John has studied a lot of theology, a very active prayer life, has some great insights on the spiritual life. And we're going to talk about a topic today that is I talk about a lot, and that's identity. But we're going to really dig deep into it. And who we are, I mean, there's a lot of athletes that come on this show that have struggled with their identity as an athlete or as a child of God, and kind of bridging the two together and having a very healthy approach to view oneself. But we're going to talk about that with my guest today, John Schick. John, it's always great to have you on. Welcome back.
Yes, great to be here. I appreciate you having me back, and enjoyed our last show, and looking forward to just expanding on that and getting here into identity, as it's an area I feel like I'm always becoming.
Yeah, indeed. And before we get into the meat of identity, I have to ask you, you played at such a high level, you reached the pinnacle of your sport. Was your identity ever in crisis, when you're hailed as such a great athlete? Did you always have that God perspective in viewing yourself?
I was very blessed by a good family life. A dad who and parents who always remind me that there is a God, and I wasn't him. So I had that, you know, perspective, but even it's still easy to believe your hype or your fame. So, I would not say I lost it. It was a close compromisation, maybe at times, or skewed extent. Sometimes you allow your thing you do or you've been blessed with, to conflict with who I am.
Well, John, let's talk about, for the Christian, it comes down to an identity as a beloved son of God, as people created in his image and likeness. We hear that a lot. So what does that mean to be created in God's image and likeness and identify with him as a beloved son of God?
You know, the biggest thing is we all have a background, a home life, a family life. And, you know, I've met so many over the years who grew up with one completely opposite of me, without maybe dad in the picture, with maybe more sin. What it comes down to is Satan is the one who wants to remind you of all of that. He's the one who wants to convict you of all of that. He is the one who wants to make you hate that, hate yourself, and hate those who had it different than you. God is the complete opposite. He has come to set the captives free, and he sent his son in the fullness of time to show us his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, God gave his life for us. My identity as a beloved son of God is that adoption as a brother of Christ, as an heir, and that no matter what my past, what I've done or failed to do, through grace, that I am that son, and it is the Holy Spirit within me who is responsible for the good that I do, and learning to cooperate with that grace.
John, as much as Satan would like us to believe our current identity is who we are and how much he would like us to stew on our past failures, sins, we could get very hopeless and we could despair in that sense. But in Jesus Christ, we can become a new creation. What does that actually entail? What does it mean to become a new creation in Christ?
You know, one is that is being born again, right? Is that bringing on that new life. So as a baptized Christian, I received a new life. It is now the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity who intercedes for me, who is eagerly leading me and calling me back to the Father. So it is, that is the first thing. And so once I realized that I am a new creation, it is now cooperating with that grace and knowing that my identity is not fixed. Mm-hmm. I am not a result of what I was or what I did, but who I am in Christ. And once that is center, you know, I really look to that I am created in His image and likeness, God's image and likeness. And when we can see all His might, everything that He has created, how good it is, everything that the Lord Jesus Christ did for us, and you know, you simply got to look to the sky, to the stars, to your children, to the gift of life, and you can see that our ability is incomprehensible. We have not even tapped the surface of what I can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so when I see that, and I look at the creation story, God spoke and it was. To me, that tells a big part of the power we have as people created in His image and likeness, that who I am today is a result of what I have thought and believed. But I have that same power to change who I am by thinking better thoughts, by having greater beliefs, and being relentlessly on purpose in that pursuit.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting once again with John Chick, former professional football player. John, I want to pick up this theme of the power and the principalities, because in your writings you say, my current situation is my doing. In Christ, in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, I build myself, and there is no other external force responsible for where I am right now and where I go in the future, but what I can perceive and believe. And my opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking to devour me. John, that's a scary thought. We're in a battle here, but we have to have an authentic identity to overcome this battle, especially with the devil.
Yes, absolutely. And that is the focus point. And it's that, you know, it was so awesome. Two years ago, I got to go to my little niece's baptism. And at this baptism, they have all these holy oils the smell, smell like it, the fragrances, all of that. And it's to remind us, it's to template all of our senses to remind us of who we are and where we're going, who we are and where we're going. And when, and then it hit me, and it just, you see the stained glass throughout the whole church, the lit candles, all these things. And all these things are great, and the church is holy, but she doesn't do this because she is holy. She does it because that's what she's aiming to be as the bride of Christ and what she's calling all of us, the faithful, to be. And so the same is for us, is I first have to think those things. And for instance, when we go to Mass and we have those smells and we hear the songs, it's easy to think those things. But if I don't go to Mass, I don't get that experience. If I don't profess my creed, I don't get that experience. And then I can easily forget my identity. And so same with the individual. If this is, I'm first acknowledging that I am a beloved son of God, well, now I need to be relentlessly on purpose, be purpose-driven in my identity as that beloved son of God. So starting my day off with, the church would say sacramentals all over. Well, yeah, I have pictures of my family. I have pictures of my creed. I have on my mirror my creed written that I'm going to recite and take to prayer. I have now created a video. This is years after practicing saying it. I have written it out, and I've created myself a video that I watch and listen to. I have it in writing that I can read depending on the time and stay to constantly remind myself of who I am and where I'm going. And that still is not stationary, because wherever I get to today, wherever I get to a year from now, 3 years from now, I'm still becoming. And that's, you know, part of what Iron Will is, but is that is the identity as a Christian, is we are a pilgrim church, right? I'm always becoming. And it's just being on purpose with, if I'm not on purpose with my thinking, my thoughts, my beliefs, my actions, right? Aristotle says, I am what I repeatedly do. Well, we've talked about, well, no, I am a beloved son of God, first off. But past that, yes, there is a truth that he's hitting on, is my current situation is the result of what I repeatedly do. Mm-hmm. Now, my identity is still I'm the son of God, you know, a beloved son of God. But to become who I was created to be, with the mission God has for me is that surrender and, again, that purpose.
And you said there's an internal war with the person I am now and the person I'm becoming. I must want what I'm becoming more than who I am and over anything else. It must be a irrefutable standard. And John, you said there's four pillars to success. Maybe you could go over these pillars briefly, and this could help us out with our identity and just forge ahead.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I guess to expand on that just comes, you know, I try to go back to scripture. You know, I believe all of, you know, what we're talking about is scripture inspired. If we, you know, have the eyes to see it. And so, you know, we can take the secular worlds of Aristotle. I don't know his personal affiliation, but we've heard that played in the secular world. Well, let's take it to scripture, right? That is, I first must think it, right? We know that God had the perfect vision. He thought, before he spoke. And it says, so Matthew 12:25, he knew what they were thinking and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste. And any town divided, or house divided against itself will not stand. And so our thinking as beloved sons of God, daughters of God, needs to be as that. As I go about my work, as I go about my relationships, as I go about my play, is it must be Christ-centered. Otherwise, you know, if I go into this because the world says, you know, keep God out of it, so I keep God out of it, well, I'm lacking, I start to become divided, I start to lack integrity. And then it leads to maybe depression or doubt or lack of confidence and those things. So first pillar is to think intentionally. That is that creed. That is having things in your house, pictures, sacramentals, all around you, in your car, the places where you're going to spend time to constantly remind you of who you are and where you're going. Secondly, is that belief, you know, internalizing it. And, you know, it's one thing to have a thought, and we've all been in great conversations and been to great seminars, been to great retreats, but often we lead those things and we don't enact those things. They don't become part of our daily routine. So it just became a thing we thought, but I didn't internalize it. I didn't believe it. And so Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things not yet seen. So we hope for these things, but we internalize them, like our faith, like our creed. I confess, or I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, the things of everything visible and invisible, right? We profess this every week, every day if we're going to daily mass. But if I'm not doing those things, I start to lose the internalization of the thing I thought. And so my beliefs now become my actions. When I start to internalize them and I act on what I thought or I act on what I spoke, right? He says, not everyone who confesses, Lord, Lord, but whoever does the will of my Father, I act accordingly. And James 2:18 says, indeed, someone might say, you have faith and I have works. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. Mm-hmm. It is not my works that save me. We have, you know, we know that it is grace alone, but it is cooperating with those thoughts, those beliefs. And now I act on what I believe. Because without action, it is a non-belief, right? He says, whoever says, Lord, Lord, but whoever does the will of my heavenly Father. And then that fourth pillar, which is so important, which you had read before there about the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion. 365 times I've heard it said, do not fear is in scripture. Mm-hmm. You know, I think God knew, we saw Adam and Eve as they were tempted by the serpent, that fear plays a huge role in the daily life of everyone. 365 times to remind us that don't fear. No matter what comes today, tomorrow, the next day, do not fear. Don't let fear interrupt you from acting on the things that you believe in, on the things that you think. And we can always rewrite who I am right now to who I want to become as that beloved son. So if things aren't, if I'm not who I am right now, if I'm not the character fit for the job, if I don't have the identity I want today, I need to figure out what the character fit for the job would be doing. And I rewrite the script. What would he be doing? Well, what would he believe? How would that person think? What would his morning routine, evening routine, all those things. And I imagine what those things are, but then I do those things because that is what causes change.
John, let's leave it right there. On the other side, I want to talk about those things, the identity of character. We'll talk about daily practice, action, and feedback with my guest, John Schick, former NFL lineman and CFL lineman, when Blessed to Play returns after this.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by John Schick, and he played quite extensively professional football in the Canadian Football League. He's a two-time Grey Cup champion with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Had a stint in the NFL with the Indianapolis Colts and Jacksonville Jaguars. And now he's dedicating his life to spirituality and deep reflection, I would say. And we're talking about identity today. And John, I want to pick it right back up about what you were talking about, character, because we all hear that character is so important, and there's the identity that goes along with character. And you have some daily practices, some action and feedback that really could help us strengthen our character and really have an authentic identity.
First, I guess that is to overcome, right, that devil that is prowling around like a roaring lion, right? He loves idleness. He loves the he does not want you to read your Bible. He does not want you to spend time in prayer and reflection. And so it is being on purpose with that, because the distractions of this world, from media to politics to all the noise that makes you want to just be confused all the time, to life is just very simple when it becomes Christ-centered. And so forming that character into the person I want to be is just like anything. You know, I look at it like, you know, playing baseball or football. If I want to be good at those things, I'm not, you know, there's a part of what I've been given that it makes me natural. But to get to the next level, I have to practice it every single day and multiple times a day to get good at it. Well, same with the spiritual life. And so that character that I'm becoming requires daily activities to help me become that character. And as first, that Christian, that is starting your day off with prayer, you know, as quickly as you can. I mentioned my creed. I will just, you know, profess what I have memorized. I know I sent you even more extension, but I am a beloved son of God, man of God, priest, prophet, and king, a good husband, father, brother, son, friend, and neighbor, a good countryman, a good churchman. I love and serve the poor. I'm a powerful visionary and servant leader. I lead, influence, connect, and serve. I am a servant leader. I am on fire, fit, and free. I live with purpose, power, and peace. God's will, not my will. And then I go into what is my mission, not only my personal mission, but in business, to enlighten and empower others to see their bodies and creation rightly as sources of union with God, restoring self-esteem, lifting others up. And it goes on and on. I finish with, I am a saint. I am iron-willed. Just going back to that virtue that has me always becoming, that I imagine myself being put under fire because I'm not quite who God has created me to be, right? As I am trying to become the saint, what is that virtue that helps me doing that? And so that starts my day off with a mindset that says, this is who I am and who I'm becoming. Knowing, just like the creed we profess at Mass, we have not mastered that. We do this every day to say, this is who I am becoming. And then I take it to prayer. I study my scriptures, right? No Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. You know, it can't be any simpler than that. The word of God, without being Christ-centered, I don't stand a chance out there. And so I know that regardless of what my day calls of me, that I must find time for me and to set those irrefutable standards that says, no, I can't eat breakfast. I can't go to bed until I've done this, even if it's 2 minutes. You know, we want to try to subjugate our time. We look at, you know, 10% in the old scripture, Old Testament, 10% of my awake hours needs to be given to God first, not where it fits in, but to God first, then to others, and then to self. The work is the consequence of original sin. That is going to take up a lot of our time. That is the thorn. And we do that joyfully, fruitfully, but my identity is found in the things that I do daily. An examination of conscience. So we talked, you know, about those actions before night. Is my day, just like if you read Old Testament, morning came and night followed the first day, the second day. It often, you know, we have Mass on Saturday nights, right? This is when the Sunday starts. We see it time and time again. Well, this is how I prepare my day, is it begins at night. And if I want to have an identity of a person that gets up at 5 a.m. to pray, to begin my fast, to begin my workout, to do the things that I want to do, it starts with the night before. And if I'm staying up late, watching TV, doing things that are just passing time away, it can really get in the way of who I want to become. So it starts the night before. And so I need to know when my hard stop time is, because I have to spend my last hour preparing for that day, with finishing it with God, finishing it with my examination of conscience and in prayer. And when I have that part down packed, knowing when that hard stop time is, it's impossible to not be successful through that next day. First thing of the day is starting off with that achievement, that accomplishment. First thing sets the tone. Well, okay, so Sunday being the first day of the week, we know that going to church sets that tone for the week. Then my Monday, right? If I start off on a bad thing on Monday, well, now we have a tendency to want to wash that whole week. So then I start building my goals with my week in mind, with my month in mind, with my year in mind. And often we do it backwards, right? Is where do I want to be a year from now? And I can build that whole wheel backwards. But I got to be relentlessly on purpose about it, because time flies. And especially with 9 kids and in this household, it could, you could constantly be swimming. And I'm not saying that I've mastered this, not even close. I'm swimming every day, but I have certain things that have become my irrefutable standards that give me peace at the things I don't get done.
Yeah, and John, just to pick up on that, I mean, one of the things that you said is take massive, relentless action all day long, execute my day just the way I planned it, be relentless, and look fear and procrastination dead in the eyes, make your character dance, and feel no pain, do the work. Well, John Schick has been my guest. What a great discussion on identity, and John has some really practical aspects to building your identity, building your character. John, is there a website that our listeners could go to learn more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, starting up with conversation all the time. I do have a becomeironwilled.com. com is my website. You know, is a great place to begin to look more. I do post a lot on YouTube, Facebook. I have recently taken a little break. I needed to fast from that world just a little bit, but I love getting a place to be a light in the darkness. And so I do share on those platforms as well. And that is also called Become Iron Willed. I have a YouTube that I listen to personally. I have not made it public, but I'm hoping before this comes out to have that public as a blueprint for others to engage. This is my creed. This is my daily activities, and I really go over everything in there that that we've shared about on a deeper level with the visions that I want to see that reinforce who I'm becoming, because it's not where I am right now, and where that lands today, next week, next month, is not a permanent place. It's a place of always becoming, as being refined as by fire.
Yeah, very good. And John Schick is certainly going to certainly tackle some other topics, I have a feeling, as time goes on, and very insightful. And John, thank you so much for once again joining us here on Blessed to Play.
Awesome, Ron. Blessing to be here. Always happy to be a part of it. And thanks for all you do. And God bless you, all the listeners, and hope you find Iron Will. Share the good news.
Amen. Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can like us on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For John Schick, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.